Chapter 6 At Whitehall Terrace. "Where are we going, Holmes?" I asked as we walked away from the house. "We're going to Whitehall Terrace, Watson, to see the last act of this strange play," he replied. When we arrived at Mr. Trelawney Hope's house, Holmes asked to see Lady Hilda. We were shown into a large sitting room, and a minute later Lady Hilda Hope entered. She looked pale and frightened.
"Mr. Holmes," she said, "you are unkind. You should not have come here. I do not want my husband to know about my visit to you. I told you that. He must not find out that I have talked to you. He will be home very soon. I must ask you to leave immediately."
"Lady Hilda, I have been asked by your husband to recover a document," Holmes replied. "I am sorry, but the only way I could do that was to come here. Where is the letter, Lady Hilda? I know that you know where it is. Please tell me the truth, and I will help you."
"You are very wrong, Mr. Holmes, and you have insulted me," the young woman said angrily. "Get out of my house. I shall ring the bell for the butler and ask him to make you leave."
She looked desperate, but it was obvious that she was not going to admit that Holmes was right. She began walking towards the bell. "If you do that, we will not be able to save your husband from a scandal," said Holmes. "His reputation and his career will be ruined. Your life will be ruined. I ask you again, Lady Hilda, please tell me the truth."
"I can tell you nothing," she said.
"Then I will tell you what I know," Holmes replied. "I know that you visited Eduardo Lucas on Monday evening and gave him the missing document. I know that you returned to his house last night. I know that you found the hiding place under the carpet. I know that you recovered the document from it. I know that because I showed this picture to the policeman at the house. He recognized it immediately." He took from his pocket a small picture which he had cut from a magazine. It was a portrait of Lady Hilda Hope. "Lady Hilda," Holmes went on, "I do not wish to cause any trouble for you. When I have recovered the letter, my job here is finished. I will not share your secret with anyone. I will not tell your husband about it, but I must have the letter."
"You are obviously unwell, Mr. Holmes," the woman said. "You are mad. You are talking nonsense. Leave this house now."
Then Holmes surprised her. He rang the bell for the butler himself. When the man appeared, Holmes asked to see Mr. Trelawney Hope. "I have something very important to tell him," he said coldly.
"Mr. Hope is not here now, but he will return in 15 minutes, the butler said. "He is bringing the Prime Minister home for luncheon."
"I will wait for him," Holmes replied. As soon as the butler left the room, Lady Hilda started to cry. She had tried to fight us, but she could not go on fighting. She knelt in front of Holmes and looked up at him. The tears ran down her beautiful face.
"I will tell you the truth," she said. "I see now that I must tell you. But please don't tell my husband what I am going to say to you. It would break his heart."
Holmes helped her to stand up. "I am glad that you have decided to do the right thing," he said. "I will do everything I can to help you. But we don't have much time. Your husband will soon be here. Where is the letter?" Lady Hilda ran to a writing desk in the corner of the room, unlocked it with a key, and took out a long, thin, blue envelope.
"Here it is," she said bitterly. "I wish I had never seen it."
"How can we return it to your husband without him knowing that you had it, I wonder?" Holmes said. "Where is your husband's dispatch box?"
"It's still in our bedroom," Lady Hilda replied.
"Please go and get it quickly," said Holmes. Lady Hilda quickly returned with the box. "How did you open it when you took the letter?" Holmes asked her. Then he answered his own question. "Of course, you copied the key," he said, before she could speak. "Open the box, please." Lady Hilda took a small key from a pocket in her dress and opened the dispatch box. It was full of documents. Holmes pushed the letter between the pages of one of the thick documents near the bottom of the box. In a few minutes, the box was back in its place in the bedroom.